people that were tameim and nefesh that came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, "Lo manigora, why should we lose out? We don't have Pesach. Why should we lose out? Who were they?" There's a few opinions in the Gemara and Sukkah. The first opinion is Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, these were the people that carried the Oren of Yosef. They were carrying Oren Shel Yosef, so the tameim and the meis. And since they were tameim and the meis, they couldn't bring the Korban Pesach, so they asked, can we bring Pesach Sheni? Which is a bit odd, because why would they be more Tohar by Pesach Sheni than by Pesach Rishon? They're still busy with Aron Shel Yosef. Well, okay. Rebbe Kiva says, the people that were Tomei here was Mishol and Al-Tsofen, that were Matama to Nodov Aviyu, that were Mesu Bamigdosh. They were Matama to them. They said, we can't do Pesach. Let us have, what should we do? And then they're given Pesach Sheni. That's what Rebbe Kiva says. On both of these Biurim, there's a question. Because Aron Shel Yosef, yes, they've been carrying it for a long time, but they've been encamped by Sinai now for many, many months. And when they're encamped, there's no need to hold Aron Shel Yosef. They keep him in a tent somewhere. And therefore, when Rosh Chodesh Nisan came and they built the Mishkan, the second day of Nisan, Elozob made the poro ready. So they could have been matired themselves plenty of time to be ready for Pesach. So why are they saying, Lo Manigora, we told me they should have gone and got some poro aduma? The same is true with Mishol Val Tzofon, even if they were Matama to Nodav Aviyu, which would take them 8 days into Nisan. There's still enough time to have the poro and be toy for Pesach. So why are they complaining, Lo Manigora? Elomai, says Rabbi Yitzchok, a new pshat. This isn't the Aron Shel Yosef people, nor is it Mishol Val Tzofon, rather it's a third group. People that were Oisuk b'meis mitzvah, or lav dafka, Rashi says lav dafka meis mitzvah, a mitzvah of theirs, a chiyuv kvura of one of their family members. And since they were Oisuk b'meis mitzvah, they were tomei. And we're talking about they were Oisuk b'meis mitzvah 7 days before Pesach. And therefore, erev Pesach, they couldn't bring the korban, because it was still the last day of Tahara. They couldn't bring the korban. And this is the opinion that holds that you can't send your korban with someone else if you're unable to bring it yourself because you're tomei. And Mamela, that's the Diuk HaPosuk, the Posuk says, B'lo yochlu la'asu yisiz ha-Pesach b'yom ahu. Only on that day, by the next day they'd be Torah ready. But because they couldn't do it b'yom ahu, the last day of Tahara, of this story, which is not Aron Shel Yosef, nor Mishol Val Tzofon, we don't know who it is, but some family that were Matama l'meis, so they came to complain, what should we do? So those are the three opinions, and I guess the most simple opinion is that last opinion of Rabbi Yitzchok, that they were nitma, lemeis, mitzvah, just before Pesach, and there was no time to be nitar b'par aduma. Sorry, nothing to do with Yosef, because they had time to do par aduma.
What everybody learned in Cheder, Yosef?
There's three opinions. But yeah, and Hanami, the approach, the most simplistic approach is Rabbi Yitzchok. Again, it's opinions in the Gemara. This is not wrong. And there's ways to be mad with them, but the easiest opinion is definitely the one that you're not taught. Yeah. The reason why you're not taught it is very hard to latch on to something abstract that there was some story. It's a bit complicated. Simple is we all know, everyone knows they carried their own shalos. Everyone knows, you know, Mishol Val Tzofon, Nodav Aviyu. The last case is very abstract. I think that's the reason. That's not so known. Now from this sugya, grada, we learn, Oisik b'mitzvah, potam and mitzvah. Now it's a bit of a complicated Oisik b'mitzvah, potam and mitzvah, because normally Oisik b'mitzvah, potam and mitzvah means it's at the same time, simultaneous. I'm doing a mitzvah, so I'm part of another mitzvah. In this case, it's a sort of a cheshbon that you make. A person's been matam al ha-meis now, a week later will not be able to do Korban Pesach. No, Korban Pesach has koros. Maybe you should not do this mitzvah of koros ha-meis. You'll delay, you'll give it someone else to do, so that you can do the Korban Pesach 7 days later. No. Oyster of a mitzvah, part of a mitzvah, a long disha one, that you can do a mitzvah now, that 7 days later will patter you from Korban Pesach. So that's the sugya in Sukkah. Now the question is, and we're coming up to Lag BaOmer, and you know there's a debate where the Kohanim can go to Hashem Baruch Hu's Keva because Tzadikim Einom Metamim B'Misosom. So there's a big reg. We spoke about it. I actually once spoke about it here by Barichos. I'm not going so much into this noise now, but you can check on Mistama on the website about Tumas Meis. I think there was once a long shiur about it. But either way, Tzadikim einon matamim. So if so, the first two pshatim, what are we saying? These people were tmeim lenefesh adam, either al taroina shel Yosef or al tznadav aviyu. Both these sets of people, Yosef, tznadav aviyu, was tzadikei olam. Tznadav aviyu has said that they were greater than Moshe and Aaron in a way, b'kroi v'akadosh. So how come they became tomei? And be'emes, there's a Gemara in Subas Kuf Gimel on the base, and there's a Tosfos over there. The Gemara says that the day that Rebbe was meis, botla kedusha. So kupshuto, what does that mean? Botla kedusha. It means Rebbe was Rabbeinu Hakadosh, was holy, and on that day we lost that madrega of kedusha. But Tosfos brings, in the name of Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen, that the meaning is botla kedushas kahuna. On the day that Rebbe makes Botla Kedushas Kahuna, Kohenim could go to the Levaya of Rebbe. Because Tzadikim Einu Matamim. That's when Botla Kedushas Kahuna, we don't say the Cheshbonos of a Kiddush Toy and keep, don't be Tomei. No, you can go and be Tomei. Because Botla Kedushas Kahuna, because Tzadikim Einu Matamim. Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen says in that Tosfos that if he would have been around in the vicinity of Rabbeinu Tam when he was Nifta, he would have gone to the Levaya. Ah, he's a Kohen. Tzadikim Einu Matamim. That's what Tosfos says. Now, Tosfos Lemaisa is Choylok. He says maybe only for the Rabbonons one could say Botla Kedushas Kahuna, one couldn't be over on the Rises. And there's also elsewhere in the Yerushalmi, and the Tosfos, there is another Hezbollah in the whole Botla Kedushas Kahuna. It means that Hakol Kroivim Etzel God Lador. Meaning not Pshat that Tzadikim Einu Matamim. No, we don't go so far to say Tzadikim Einu Matamim, or we'll explain in a minute why not. But we don't say that. Rather, what we say is, like he's allowed to be Matama to She'eroi and his brother, his sister, etc., he's allowed to be Matama to the Kohen Gadol because I can't crave him until Kohen Gadol. That's pshat. And Amela, it would be true maybe that Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen could go to the Levaya of Rabbeinu Tam, but it wouldn't be mitzvah Tzadikim Einu Matamim. Now, what is going on in Tzadikim Einu Matamim or Yes Matamim? It's a very unclear. And again, we've spoken about the Arichos, but in a nutshell, I'll explain. Let's just bring one more Gemara about this. The Gemara in Bar Metzia Kuf Yudalev brings that Rabbi Bar Avua found Eliyahu Anovi in a Beis HaKvaros of Goyim. So he said, "Are you not a Kohen? Lav Kohen ma? Lav Kohen ma? What are you doing in the Beis HaKvaros? Pinchas of Elio." So he says, it's Kvarim of Akum and Kivrein, Eina Matamim, Atim Krim Odom, etc. So they're not Matamim. Tosfos over there says, we find another Chazal, that Elio Anovi buried Rebbe Kiva. And they asked him as well, how can you be Matamim? You're a Kohen. How can you bury Rebbe Kiva? So he said, Tzadikim Eina Matamim. Eliyahu Hanavi said, Tzadikim are not Matama. Tosfos says it doesn't really mean that. It's just a dichui. Because of Kvodesh Rebbe Kiva. But the real reason why he was Matama for Rebbe Kiva, because Rebbe Kiva was a Meis Mitzvah. Everyone's allowed to be Matama for Meis Mitzvah. Why is he Meis Mitzvah? Because he's Haruge Malchus, and everyone was scared to go up and bury him, because it was in front of the army or whatever that had killed him. And therefore, no one wanted to bury him. And therefore, Eliyahu Hanavi had to be Matama to bury him. But Tzadikim Einu Matamim, that's not a real reason, says Tosfos. So again, it's the second time that Tosfos isn't taking literally Tzadikim Einu Matamim. Why? So in the Divrei Yoyel, in last week's Sedra, he says from his grandfather, the Yismach Moshe, in Parsha Shmini, who asked the following question. How could it be that Tosfos says, Eliyahu Hanavi said, Tzadikim Einu Matamim. That's why I'm being Matamim to Rebbe Kiva. Oh, he didn't really mean that. He really meant something else completely. He meant he's a Meis Mitzvah. V'chei Eliyahu Hanavi's going to lie. Be straight. So Tosfos does say something. Tosfos says, Mipnei Kvoidoi Shor Rebbe Kiva. So sometimes you are allowed to be Mishana Bemilayu for certain reasons, so maybe it's good enough reason. But Pashtus, why didn't he just give the real reason? Why is he giving a false reason? If Tzadikim Einu Matamim isn't the real reason, and they are Matama, then just say that there's a Meis Mitzvah here. It's a mitzvah in the Torah, nothing to be shy about. And that's why I'm doing it. So he says, this Machmosha says, that be'emes, it's true. Tzadikim ein matamim. And maybe Rebbe Kiv is one of them. Just, it's not for boss of a dom to decide who is matama, who is not matama. There's klichemda, barichus, also such type thing, that we don't know which tzaddik is and which tzaddik isn't. Because there can be bechinas of chet, even in the God Lado, that make him matama. There will be others that are not matama. So it's not for boss of a dom to decide. Memela, though Elionovi could know, but the anhoga in this world is that we no longer say tzaddikim ein matamim, just because we can't know, unless we get a psak from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Memela, Elionovi said tzaddikim ein matamim. Because it's true. It was true. But, says Tosis, it was only a dichui in halacha that wouldn't carry tzaddikim ein matamim, because we can't pass on tzaddikim ein matamim. Elionovi punk knew. But it won't carry. So Elionovi really needed another reason, a halachic reason. The reason was meis mitzvah. Now, Meshul Kfoedish Rebbe Akiva, he let it out that actually it's a tzaddikim ein matamim. But so it's just a dichui, because it doesn't carry in halacha. So now we understand that although it's true tzaddikim ein matamim, we can't pass on tzaddikim ein matamim. And that's why Tosfos will not go to Rabbeinu Chaim Koyen's hezba as to why he would go to the levaya of Rabbeinu Tam.
Surely there are Premier League
but
tzaddikim that you'd say like Rebbe Akiva, there's no doubt that he's not matame.
Maybe that's what Elionovi was saying, but the Klichemda says that we can't know. We only know when there's Mises Nashika, it's a long arichus, when there's Mises Nashika, then you know there's no Bechinas or Malachamoves. But otherwise, we can't know. But it says in the Gemara in Brochus Chavches, that Rechum and Zakai, when he was nifty, he said, Panu Kelim and Abayis. Take out the Kelim, because it's Tumor. Rechum and Zakai. So, again, it could be Rebbe Chaim Zakai was also playing the game. That's how he learns. It could be Tzaddikim ein matamim, and even Rebbe Chaim Zakai ein matamim. But Rebbe Chaim Zakai wanted to tell us that we have to be manig tumah, because until HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not megalatas, unless it's in a pasuk, there's mis nashika, then until HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not megalatas, we can't say on someone Tzaddikim ein matamim.
When Eliyahu comes here, he has to keep the halachas
of right.
So he can't pass.
Yeah, so therefore he has to go with the psak of it. He told them what he holds in Shemayim. Oh, but it's a dichui, and halacha doesn't carry. Okay, next question. Back to Pesach Sheni. The Aruch Haim HaKadosh asks, it's taka peledik akasha. They come to Moshe Rabbeinu and they say, lo menigora, we're tmeim, we're missing Pesach, why should we lose out? What do you mean lo menigora? Every mitzvah. Doesn't matter, you're an oinus, you can't do it, okay. You're on this Rachmana Patrim. Lom and Igora, and suddenly they get a new mitzvah, Pesach Sheni. What's going on? You missed it, okay? You were good people, you did a mitzvah to help the mace or whatever, fine. But you missed it, there's no twice. Pesach is Pesach. That's it. Next year. It's a pella. Another question. In the answer, they come, they ask the question to Moshe Rabbeinu, what Lom and Igora? Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't answer then. He says, Hashem said, Ish, Ish. Any man that's Tomei, then he has Pesach Sheni. Doesn't say, you should go do Pesach Sheni. It's like, ignores them. Why? Says the Satmar Rebbe, a beautiful pshat, Alpi Derech Hanal. He says, their taina was, their Lomni Gora wasn't, we missed it, we want another one. Is that such a thing? Their Lomni Gora was, really, a lomda shashayla. Have we missed it or have we not? Meaning, are we called tmeim? We're going back to Aroina Shel Yosef and Nodav Avi. Are we called tmeim or tzaddikim ein matamim? Don't know exactly how the taitches into lomda gora, but that's the question. On that, the answer comes ish ish. Everyone else, if they're Tomei, should go do Pesach Sheni. You don't need to. And how could they paskin that? Because Tzaddikim ein matamim. I thought we can't paskin Tzaddikim ein matamim. This is a psak from Hashem. Ish ish. Anyone else that's Tomei, not you. Your Shaila was good. Lo menigora means should we be missing or not? And the answer is Tzaddikim ein matamim or not? The answer is Tzaddikim ein matamim. Ish ish. A regular person that became Tomei does Pesach Sheni. You, Taka, do not do Pesach Sheni, and they did Pesach Rishon according to this pshat. Okay. Whoever wants to see more about Tzaddikim, you know, why Aron Shel Yosef and not Aviv Matama, Ein Orch Lener in Sukkah over there.
That terrace won't work for according to Rabbi Yitzchok.
Correct. That's why I didn't mention Rabbi Yitzchok. Yeah. Okay. We gave half-half, right? The first half was siding with Rabbi Yitzchok, the second half goes with the other two opinions. Now, the Gemara in Maseches Yuma has a Shaila. Right, we're going to come back to this Eliyahu HaNavi story. The Gemara in Maseches Yuma, Pehei, has a Shaila. How do we know that Bikuach Nefesh is Doicha Shabbos? There's six Makoros in the Gemara. I'm going to bring two. Rav Shimon Manasya says, "V'shomru b'nei Yisrael haShabbos, God Shabbos, Omro Torah, Chalel Shabbos achas, kedei shiyishmar Shabbos es harbe." Be mechala one Shabbos in order that he'll be able to be keep many Shabboses. Now the bi'alocha in Simshin Chof Tes Yiv Dalet brings from the Meiri that it's lav dafka Shabbos. It could be any mitzvah. So, Lamashal, he's not going to live all the way till the next Shabbos. He'll live for an hour, but if his brain is still there, then he can do tshuva. And that already is a mitzvah. And Mamela, that is enough of a sibba to be mechaya a person. Chalel Shabbos achas, kadei shiyishmoy, Shabbosus harve. The only problem with this is obviously, if someone, they'll be able to bring him back to life, but he'll not be able to keep anything. He's in a coma, or whatever, he won't be able to keep anything. There's no chalel Shabbos achas, kadei shiyishmoy, anything. No mitzvah. There's nothing for him to do. So, should we save him? There might be. Okay, so we'll keep that in mind. Fine. Now, there's another makor. Rabbi Huda Mashmul says, V'chai behem, v'loy shiyomus behem. And it's kepaskin in Shulchan Aruch, this halacha. And this covers really the shaila I was saying. Even someone completely crushed, and he's only going to live chai eshoh, and he won't be able to do any mitzvah, says the halacha, it's kepaskin in Shulchan Aruch, you save him? For Chai Yishor, because although Chalel Shabbos Achas Kedei Shishma Shabbos Sarve doesn't apply to him, because he's not going to do any mitzvahs after you save him, but since Hashem is Merachem and loves the life of a Yid, is Memele V'chai Behem V'lo Yishyomus Behem, means no Tzad Misa. It says Chalel Shabbos Achas Kedei Shishma Shabbos Sarve, it has to be, we'll see, okay, we'll talk about it in a minute. Al-Kaponim, but lo yishyomus behem, you have to make sure he doesn't die, and therefore even a drop of life, you bring him back. That's the second makor of a chai behem. And that's the halacha lemaisa. Now the Gemara says over there, in Yom HaPehei, the Gemara says that all the six makoras, five of them, only tell you can be mechalal in a case of vadai. Vadai sakona, and also vadai you can save him. But when it's a sofok, you're not allowed to be mechal shabbos. However, v'chai behem, that last makor, which is the ikar makor, which is the paskin la'alocha, v'chai behem teaches us that even in sofok sakona, and even sofok chance of saving him, you have to be mechal shabbos. Because v'chai behem, make sure he's alive at whatever tzad. V'lo yishyomus. The Ayid's life is precious. Any chance of Veloy Shiyomus, you save him. That's what's licked in V'chai Behem. Much more than all the other Makoros. That's what the Gemara says. Now the Ran asks the Kasha over there. He says there's Halacha, the Yom Kippur, if a baby needs to eat, you give it Mishum Sakonas Uba. And the Ramban is Medayek, that it says Sakonas Vlad. It doesn't say the Sakona of the mother. Mishum Sakonas Uba. Even if there's no sakana for the mother, you give the baby to eat. Why? Why should the mother be mechal al Yom Kippur for the baby? What are you going to say? V'chai behem. Right? The baby shouldn't die. He's not called living yet. He's not living in this world. So why should you save the baby? The mother should be mechal to save the baby. He's not called living. So why should you be mechal? That's the Ran's kasha. So he says, here you're going to need the other makor. Chalel Shabbos achas, kadei shishma Shabbos es harbe. It's true. He doesn't have a din v'chai behem. And therefore there's no reason to be mechalel. But he does have a din that you can bring this person to the world, shishma Shabbos es harbe. And memele chalel Shabbos achas, the mother's mechuyev to be mechalel Yom Kippur, in order to save the baby, even if it's not saving the mother, in order to save the baby, Chalel come his, where Chalel sticks out, and says, I've got something more to offer than V'chai Behem. Otherwise, V'chai Behem is always around. You always have the Cheshbon of V'chai Behem more than Kadesh Shish B'Shabbat Sar, because V'chai Behem includes Suffolk. But here, it doesn't include the baby, because not in this world. And the Meir Chalel Shabbat Achas, Kadesh Shish B'Shabbat Sar. I give the Rosh holds that always Sakonas Ha'ube is Sakonas Ha'aim. And Mamela, it's always V'chai Behem mitzad the mother. There's no such thing as a danger for the baby that's not dangerous for the mother. Okay. Now, this idea that a Vlad is not called Chai is an Arichus. The Netziv in She'ultas, Kuf Samach Zayin, has an Arichus on it. And it brings many riyas that a Vlad in the mother is not called living. And that's why we have to use Chalel Shabbos Achas. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Nun Zayin, it's hot topic in America at the moment, I think. Gemara in Sanhedrin Nun Zayin says, it's also for Bnei Noyach to kill Ubrin, to kill an embryo, to abort. Midin shofach dam odom be odom. It's a pasuk. You're not allowed to kill a person in a person. Why do you need a pasuk? And says that it's a poshu. No, it's sirtak. You're not allowed to kill. So why do you need a pasuk? Dam odom be odom. Says in it's elamai. A sirtak is for a human. But Uba is not called a human. Uba is donoch a pasuk. Shofach dam odom be odom. Then it's Issa to kill an Uba. Sorry? Issa. Shofach dam, that's Issa. And Kepaskin, the Rambam Hills, Melachim, Perek Tes, Halacha Daled. Ben Noyach, Shaharag a Nefesh, a Goy, that kills a Nefesh, Afilu Uba Bimei Moy, Neragolov, Chaim Issa.
He doesn't have Lois Hirtzon.
Okay, Emes.
He only has this.
Okay, yeah. Emes is Shofach dam Odom, but Odom, though, includes also human being that was once in the stomach. That's the clear of a Chacham Tzvi. Does a Goylem join a minion? Yeah, Chacham Tzvi has all Shaila if a Goylem can join a minion. So what's his Shaila? His Shaila is, it says in the Gemara Megillah, I have to hurry because I need to finish. So the Gemara in Megillah says, I'm a God of the awesome Tokh Pesach Kili Yodah. So if you make someone a Zichah Kili Yodah, it was a Din Yisrael, or they could join a minion. But then he says, Pashtas, you know, he's like an animal and you can kill him. How can you kill him? So he says, because it says, Shofach dam ha'odom, be'odom. Only someone that was born from inside the stomach, my womb, my Shein Kein HaGoylem, wasn't be'odom. So they ask a kasha over there, you could kill Odom Arishon, because Odom Arishon wasn't odom, be'odom. Okay.
There are people that could bring people back to life.
It's coming. So we have to hurry, only a few minutes left. So says the Netziv Hazoy. So the Tzid has a whopping chiddush, it's not an halacha l'maisa. He says, since a Vlad is not kachai, if there's a matzah of sakona on Shabbos, then you're only allowed to save him, not midin b'chai behem, because not alive, only midin shiyishma Shabbos atarbe. And Mamela, as we said earlier, b'chai behem allows you to do chil on Shabbos, even in a sofer. But even a sofer. Sakona and Sofuk will be able to matzal him. Chalel Shabbos Achas is only bevadai. It doesn't have that din of v'loy shiyomus. And Mamela, if it's not vadai, that one could save this baby, or if it's not a vadai, pikuach nefesh, one won't be allowed to be mechalel Shabbos for an uba. It's not halach l'maisa. But that's what he says. Since he's not got din chai, the netziv would hold, you can't save an uba on Shabbos, unless it's a vadai sakona, and the chances are very strong of saving it. Now, the Gemara, this part I heard from Rav Zimmern, and it was like Hilchos Furshe, this last bit, and then I've got a chiddush on it. The Gemara about Metzia, Kuf Yudalad on a base, what we brought earlier about Eliyahu Anovi in the basic chorus, Tosfos asked the kash over there. Tamil Ari, there's a question on the Ri. How was Eliyahu Anovi Mechaya, the child of the Tzarfotis? How was he Machai, the child of the Tzarfosis, and he was Matama Atzvoy Lemeis? He was a Koyan. How could he be Matama to this child to bring him back to life? Says Toysus, since he was sure they were able to bring him back to life, it was Mutter Li Tamos Meshum Pikuach Nefesh. Freit the Netziv in Hamak Shela. Why does Toysus say he was sure they could bring him back to life? What's it got to do with sure? Pikuach Nefesh, even a Sofuk, Yimachal Shabbos. So even a Suffolk, he can become Tomei to save the baby. Says the Netziv that the baby was dead. Since the baby was dead, there was no Din V'chai Be. And Oibazoi, there's no din of Sofik, you can be Matzel. Only Vadai. Like we said, the whole din of Sofik and Matzel is V'chaibem, V'loi Shomus Bem. Don't bring any Tzad Misa. Oh, but once we go into Chalel Shabbos Achas or Chalel Din Kahuna Kedei, Shiyishmo Shabbos is Harbeh, that's only Bavadai. And Memele, the Yohanovi was confident that Bavadai could save him, that's why he was allowed to bring him back to life, Kedei Shiyishmo Shabbos is Harbeh. That's what the Nativ says. Bitchve, because Tosus there says, and Yohanovi was sure that he could save the boy, and therefore he did it, Mishum Pikuach Nefesh. The word Pikuach Nefesh doesn't fit if he's dead. It's Kadesh Yishma Shabbos Asar, it's not Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh is to save someone. So, you know, there's many pshat in there that he wasn't really dead, he was a goysus, then there's still Shver. Why did Eliyahu HaNavi have to be sure that he's going to save him? Finally, we come to a very interesting Shaila, and that is a Heintiger sort Shaila. Chazal v'Kaveya Simone Misa. Raise the feather by the nose, there's no breathing, there's whatever the simonim are, it's another topic. But once a person has La'aleinu v'la'aleichem, the simonim misa, he's dead, according to Chazal. And nowadays, we can take some electric, a defibrillator, whatever it is, give him an electric shock and bring him back to life. So the shaila is he dead? And you're doing sub tchiyas ha'meisim. I'm not talking about the mystical tchiyas ha'meisim. It's the tchiyas ha'meisim that's biyad odom. Yeah? You're bringing him back to life. Or is he considered alive? What's an nafka mina? Is it midin v'chai behem? And then he can do even sofik chances, and sofik pikuach nefesh, etc. Or is it midin chalel shah, he's dead, and chalel shah basach, shishmo shah basach, and then he can only do it if you're sure you can, this will bring him back to life. Otherwise, it's a chalel shabbos. So the post can talk about it. Rosh Hashanah Zalman says that Lamaisi, he has a din of alive. The pshat is, Chazal Kaveya, he's dead with these simonim, without the tools that we have today. And Avada, we can't do Tchis HaMeisim, because one of the Avtechas is, it's Biyad Hashem, Tchis HaMeisim. So it must be pshat is, that Chazal Kaveya, this without those tools. But Avada, if you have those tools, then it's considered that he's not dead until those tools haven't been able to bring him back to life. See, right? And it could be, you'd have to be done on Hilchas Tumma. Is he Tomei? Is he not? But he's not considered dead when it comes to that. And he also read, this Pesach also read Zois in the same space that Lamaisa, though, once Taka, someone is dead, and these shocks are just to pacify the members of the family, another chance, but the percentages are just completely, you know, it's like nothing's really going to happen. It's just, see, so then it's a Shailah Chilul Shabbos. Anyway, may we only hear good things. Oh, I had a very nice vow, but time's out.